Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News Fishing Podcast series. This is your KZN report for the 4th of November 2022. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, it has been another week of ups and downs. It is November, the month of wind, rain, and big seas. However, with that being said, the fishing has still been pretty good when we did have those few gaps to fish in between them. Now, on your offshore side, the seas has been pretty unpleasant, but those that did brave those unpleasant seas and managed to find those gaps in between were definitely rewarded, especially with that keelback on the bite, some Dorado making their appearance, and some big cooter up north. As for your rock and surf, that has been pretty much like your offshore side, where anglers have been rewarded, but in specific areas. Some areas hot, some areas not. As for the freshwater, well, those heavy rains did bring down those brown floods into the dams. However, the fishing has still been pretty good. Now, we are going to get into all of that in this week's show, where our reporters are going to be telling you what's hot and what's not. But before that, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you, Kingfisher, for making this show possible. So now, guys, let's get into this week's show. As always, starting off down the South Coast with our correspondent Adam and what his friends has been up to. He's going to be telling us about this weekend's weather conditions, where to fish, what's hot for the bass down the South Coast, and of course, the rock and surf news. Guys, here is Adam, starting off with your areas from Ramsgate, moving down to Margate, into Shirley Beach, and running off in Port Shepstone.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. Trust all is well, guys. It's the 2nd of November 2022, and we are surely getting towards December time, guys. Moving over to the catches, however, the last few days, Vinesh, hasn't been really great down on our lower coastline. We've had a very big swell hanging around, a lot of ground swell with a lot of sand choking up most of our gullies. I see that there's also been a strong wind that just doesn't want to seem to dissipate. That being said, the bronze bream have slowed down, obviously, with this weather, with catches being a bit slower this week as the swell and wind, and as I had said earlier, has not been playing its part. Last week, the guys, however, did do well at Stabell with a GT coming out and apparently another being caught on the same day. Now, I did see the one that was caught by an angler of the name of Hugo, who generally always spins and spins with the KP, keeping it old-fashioned there, Hugo. And he got a really, really big bus-size GT. I know there were a few blacktip, yellowtail, kingfish, or king bream, as we know them, also being pulled on the same day. Plugs and spoons definitely being something I would want to throw in that area for them, particularly for that hard fighting fish. As we know, 20 pound braid might not just cut it for you guys. The Garrick have been very slow on the lower side of the coastline though, Vinesh. We're not getting the numbers that Durban area has been getting, Alovo, Winkelspruit in those areas. I do suspect again that the water and weather conditions being bad have been the main reason. But the cob have made a showing again. Between number 4 and Sanspit, with a nice size one being caught recently by an angler of the name Kurbis. Now, this gentleman comes down for holiday and always makes a catch noteworthy. As I know, not too long ago, he got a yellowtail from the deep sea, not the yellowtail kingfish. He got a yellowtail off the rocks and also got a big size yellowtail blacktip kingfish as well, not too long ago. The water has definitely been good, though, for cob in the Port Shepstone area, as I did make a trip there yesterday, and it was definitely looking that ginger beer color with some nice color in the water that's sort of slightly discolored brown. So it would be an area that I want to target. The swell has been a bit big, but as we know, with choppy seas, it oxygenates the water and it gets the fish biting. So it might be uncomfortable for us, but it's definitely not for the fish. So it might be something that I would want to look at maybe just doing. Just go and brave the weather, head down to maybe Port Shepstone or one of the deeper points, Stabell, Orange Rocks, those particular areas. Brave the weather and just throw your arms off and you might just be rewarded. You don't know, Vinesh, as fishing is a game of chance, skill and luck. So moving over to the bass side of things, the Harding area has had some late spawning fish with plenty of fish being caught on slow moving baits, particularly around the grassier edges. Paddock has also had a lot of fish recently in the shallows and also in the deeper areas, with spinnerbaits, jigs doing the damage in the early mornings, and shaky heads with small profile worms, mainly in the darker colors, in your blacks and June bugs doing the damage, especially when the bite slows down towards the mid-late afternoon. Now, as I have reported in the past, it seems that bass fishing has been getting the points at the moment. There's been a few non-eds, there's been a few game fish or kingies, if you want to call it, a few cob, a few garrick, rock and surf in terms of fish, but it's been the bass that has been getting the numbers. Guys have been catching a lot of bass at the moment down on the lower coast. So I do think that if you haven't really caught a bass yet, or you haven't tried your hand at it, you know, maybe phone a friend or find out where you can go and fish. Speak to your local tackle stores, as they do know where you can if you don't know a farmer. Now, moving over to the weather, Vinesh. Thursday, we've got wind between 17 and 30 k an hour, gusting to the 36 kilometer mark, a northeasterly with a 1.7 meter swell and a 10 second gap. Friday, 16 to 32 kilometers per hour, much the same as Thursday with wind speeds, but a gust a bit stronger to around 40 k's an hour. Still a northeasterly, however, the swell does pick up to around 2.4 to 2.9 meters in the late afternoon. Moving on to Saturday morning, the wind does drop down to around 10 kilometers per hour with a mid-afternoon. It does pick up a bit. It does seem to be slowing down in the late evening, though. It does also change direction, though, Vinesh, to a southwesterly with a wave period of 2.3 meters and an 8-second gap. So it looks like it might be a throw for a non-ed. Sunday does seem to be the better of the day, with the wind hovering around the 20k an hour mark, dropping and picking up slightly throughout the day with a south wind for most of the day with 1.8 meter swell and an 8-second gap. So it does seem that, as we know, a few days of northeasterly and a wind change on the third day does get you a bite. And non-eds do like that. Now, I know the non-eds have been really good up in the Durban and Durban North areas. It's been a bit slower down on our lower coast, but the guys have still been picking up a few small hammers and a few small flatfish with the odd sandy in between. So I do believe that looking at Sunday, it might be a day to throw for a non-ed. However, if you can't fish on Sunday, try hit Saturday, maybe go and do a bit of bass fishing. Because as always, Vinesh, these are just predictions, and Monday and Tuesday do seem to be the pick of the day, which, guess what, most of us are working, unfortunately. But otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, have a super awesome weekend. Tight lines, stay safe, and please, guys, catch and release, and let's see those catches.
Thank you so much, Adam. Well, I am going to definitely comment on a few points that you mentioned just now, because you definitely got my eyebrows raised with a few of those things you were talking about, especially Hugo spinning with a KP. Okay, I'm going to get back to that. But before I do, here's our correspondent, Jan, from Margate, who has a offshore report of what's been going on over this past week.
Good evening, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. The weather's been bad for us for the last 2 weeks. No fishing has been taking place. So there's really not anything to report. We're waiting for the weather to improve, and after that, maybe we'll have some good reports. The Dorado should be here. So let's see. Once we have the opportunity to go and fish when Mother Nature allows us. Talk to you again. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another good, honest report from you with what's been going on down there. Once again, reiterating what Adam was talking about with that rain and wind. Now, going back to Adam, Hugo spinning with AKP. Now, that is old school off note, but I guess it worked because, wow, a GT off that method. And if that is not exciting enough to see, also a yellowtail off the beach and a few more, you know, blacktip GTs. Wow. Adam, looks like the fishing was pretty good. I mean, considering the weather conditions. And, well, like you said, I guess if that weather is still looking bad over this next couple of days, we should be trying our hand at the best. So, once again, thank you for that advice on that. Now, guys, moving further down the coastline, down to Warner Beach, where we are with Gary from the Kingfisher. And this is a pretty cool report about the Garrick from Gary. Here is what he had to say about it.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Yeah, there was quite a few Garrick in the Winkle area this past week. They were chasing mullet, and one chap netted some mullet and went down. He got three Garrick. Lures have been working as well. Live shad, I think some of the Garrick are quite small, or were quite small, because the guys couldn't hook them on live shad. But so there was quite a bit of action there. Garrick were chasing and that type of thing. Normally, if they chase like that and you throw a spoon, you're on straight away. But, especially with a mullet, if they're chasing mullet. But other than that, the sumpies went pretty quiet along the beaches. Quite a bit of shad. Some big sort of big shad as well coming out on various baits. But the Garrick were the highlight of the week, and the chaps on the spot enjoyed a good sport there. Let's see what happens in the next week, and go well till then. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. A fantastic report about that, Gary. Glad to hear that they are coming out on the mullet. It certainly appears to be that Winkles has been one of the hotspots over this past week. Now, getting to that shad, guys, just a reminder. Yes, the shad are on the bite, but it is still close season. So please try and respect those regulations. Now, moving on into Durban, we are with another fantastic report from Mike V. And his report is followed by Brad Krabler, who's going to be talking about the offshore side of fishing from Durban.
How's it, bud? Angling over the last week has been pretty good all over, eh? From sand sharks, diamond rays and honeycombs, down to bronze bream, stumpies, cob, all that sort of thing. Depends where you've been, it depends what you caught and where you were. Durban beachfront all the way, Schlanga all the way up north, as far as I know, got a large variety of flatfish and some big sharks. Even the south coast is showing a large variety of flatfish and some nice sharks. Your normal bronze bream and stumpy spots have been throwing some beautiful edibles. Offshore, we've had some lovely tunny caught. The bait's been popping up again because the water temperature dropped down a bit. I saw that the Dorado have started, and I saw a picture of a lovely cooter that came out on the north coast. And the bay, the grunters have been eating nicely again. The guys have told me they've seen massive shoals of them moving in and out of the harbour. So there's a promising sign. Maybe the harbour's getting cleaner. The grunters are coming in to spawn or something. I'm not 100% sure. But that's about it, eh? I hope you have a cracker week. Thanks, bud.
Well, good morning, guys. This is Brad from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, as we all know here in Durban, the weather did not really play ball over the last weekend. It actually been like ping pong weather, one day southwest, one day northeast, all up and down. But on the positive side, during the week, Monday it's
Monday to Friday, we did manage to get out a couple of times. Bottom fishing, still there, like normal, nice reds, some nice rock hards. But I did manage to get my hands on a couple of green dorada. Went out again yesterday. Water with the west has come through. The water temperature has dropped down again. So with the temperature fluctuating, the pelagic fish will start coming as soon as it keeps up warmer. So guys, tight lines, keep the hope up. The green fish are coming.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, well, wow, what a fantastic report. Looks like Durban and surrounding is certainly the place to be with that amount of species that are coming out. Whether you are fishing for those inedibles or edibles, those rods are certainly bending all over the place. And looks like the offshore, yes, as Brad said, there is ping pong weather, but the guys are still getting the fish, and especially a variety of fish, which is really exciting to hear. Now, is that the same for the North Coast? Well, let's start it off with Jesse, who's based at Salt Rock King Fisher, and this is what he had to say about the fishing over this past week.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's fighting through this bad weather and hoping for better fishing days to come. We have had had a bit of a poor run when it comes to weather, and although the species that we target this time of the year generally coincide quite well with the weather that we're having, like the bronze beam, the brusher, and all of that, do quite like rough, turbulent waters. It's just a little bit unpleasant to fish in most of the time, and normally we can get away with it because it's not too bad, and just put a nice jacket on and off you go. But we have had continual bad weather, and it's just been a little bit unpleasant for most of the guys. So we're hoping for some better weather to come. I see next week it is improving slightly, so we'll have to see how it goes from there. But we still see some decent fish coming out. The guys going up to Gela, and even up until this morning, I've had guys come into the shop and buy red eye and choco for cob. There are a lot of cob around, and you can see it not only on the surf, but you can see it on the ski boats as well. There are masses of big cob coming out, and it's a little bit of a bittersweet thing to experience, because it's nice to see that there are so many big ones around, and it's nice to see that not only from the boat but from the surf as well, there are a lot of cob, all of the salmon species coming out. So not that pleasant to see how many are being kept, but I guess it is what it is, and we have to just deal with that. Hope that people eventually come to their senses and stop taking so many big ones. But I personally feel that the small to medium sized ones, kind of the ones just over the minimum size, are the right ones to take. You don't want to take anything too big. They have a much bigger accommodation for eggs. They can house a lot more eggs. They're stronger breeders, stronger survivors. So the big ones are recommend the guys don't take any, especially when it comes to cob. Take a medium size one, it's fine. Other than that, we're looking at surf news, a lot of shad around, and although it's ban season, the guys are still fishing for them. Most guys are releasing them that I've seen in our area so far, so that's quite nice to see. But I do believe down the coast is a lot of poaching going on, and there's absolutely nothing that we can do. As I say in every week's report, just trying to educate the guys. And if you go up to the guys and there's a crowd and they start to get a little bit aggressive, don't pursue it. Just let it be, and hope that the authorities do their job and sort that out. But yeah, guys, from the surf, that is basically it. Cob and shad, there's been plenty. Bronze bream have slowed down a little bit despite the perfect conditions for them. And I think it's just getting to that point of the year now where they are slowing down. We've seen a couple of smaller species, your carantine and all of that, come through. And that's mainly because the guys fishing with heavy tackle have kind of moved away and toned it down a little bit and started to just fish a little bit light. So we will essentially see a lot more of those smaller catches coming up. And then moving on to the boats, as I mentioned before, there are a lot of cob around, a lot of dago rather, a couple of hilbe, a lot of mussel cracker, but a lot of small ones. So that's a little bit weird, but a good sign. And we just hope that this is a good sign going forward of their numbers and their reproduction. So, yeah, that's good to see. Just remember, it's an extremely slow-growing fish as well. So even though you see a small one, it's probably your age already. So, yeah, that's about it as far as bottom fishing goes. Nice to see the kuta started to move down. On the days that the guys did manage to get out here on the boats, they've caught a couple of kuta. Still a couple of snook around. One or two tuna, but it's fairly quiet as far as your pelagics or your game fish go on the boats. I think we just concentrate on bottom fishing for the next week, going by our indications so far. So yeah, guys, good luck. Get out there. Let us know what's happening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesse, once again coming through with another fantastic and educational report. So, guys, it looks as though we are in November, but the Cobtober spirit is still in the air. Lots of cob around, and yeah, as Jesse said, you know, it is a little concerning with the amount of fish that is being taken, and also the concern regarding the shad that's been caught. Guys, it is close season. These regulations are there for a reason. They are in place. So please take Jesse's advice and educate the other fellow anglers. Well, unless it's going to be causing a bit of an issue for you on the beach, let's try and fish for the future. We got to teach our future generations, and you know, it might be hard to change the mindset of certain people, but you know, if you change the mindset of 2 out of 10 people, you have made a difference. So that is our report for Balito, Salt Rock, and those surrounding areas. Moving on to Imtenzini, we are with Nick with this week's fishing report, and this is what he had to say.
Evening, Vanessa. Yeah, fishing hasn't been great here. We've had big winds and rain. Over the weekend, the weather cleared, so the guys that got out early in the morning could catch some fish. And unfortunately, or fortunately, the predominant edibles caught are snapper cob and lots of little cob, you know, like baby cob, about 20 centimeters. We tickled in the market to 21. We had a boat out for the first time since we last spoke. One boat went out and we got some massive bonnies. Some people say you can't eat a bonnie, but I eat them. They're very nice to eat. But it was interesting on the video clip watching the shoal getting closer and closer to the boat. Oh, they got. It was interesting watching the shoal coming towards the boat. They were leaping out the water, obviously on a bait ball. Oh, they got broken off and had good fun. And then the whales were jumping in front of the boat. Now, I thought by now the whales would have been gone, but the whales were performing. So there was nice video footage of that. But yeah, on the beach, the guys, diamonds or flatfish, should I say, are few and far between. And something else has been missing so far this year. Is sandy. So I think the shad and the sandies have gone on holiday to Mauritius. So it's been really disappointing so far in that respect. But the river, that always looks up. It's a breeding ground for juvenile fish. Next Saturday we're doing with Evan Bella, we have a program called Wildlife Warriors. We're going to take the 18 to 13 year olds, that's the age group of Wildlife Warriors. We're taking them fishing, and I have two poacher anglers, Kavi Potgieter, Suzanne Briet. I'm going to do a talk first all about fish conservation and how to handle fish, reptile, you know, dogs and the throat cut it off, and that kind of speech, and why the mangrove system and the estuarine system is important to fish species survival. And then they will take over and they're going to teach the children how to make traces. And so all the little children will take little tackle boxes and make a little trace. why they're making that specific trace. We're only going to do two traces, and we're going to teach them two knots. The pigtail, as I call it, you know, when you wrap it around five times round and then put it through the loop in the figure of eight. We're then going to do a little bait presentation, but because of the attention span of little children, that should take no longer than 15 minutes. We're going to split them into groups, and then we're going to fish. And then we're going to get a big, you know, the swimming pool you pump up. We're going to pump that up and fill it up with water, and we'll put their fish in there. Yeah, so all the kids are doing that, bringing their own little, and we're going to record and measure all the fish we've got that we catch on the day, and then we're going to send those through to them in Velo. Record species, because I know they do record whenever they can, when they get the data of the amount of different species. Unfortunately, we do that with gill netting. It'd be nice to send to Isabella that we've caught all these little fishes and we've let them go. So, well, we're very excited about next Saturday. Weather doesn't look too bad. The weekend fishing, guys are coming up from Devon or wherever. Definitely come to along.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Always great to hear from you. And all the best with that initiative that's taking place next Saturday with the kids. Well done on trying to educate our future with regards to how to respect our species, bag limits, and more so how to handle our fish. Yeah, well, so guys, it looks as though there is a lot of small cob in Mtanzini. However, no edibles. But one thing we do know is that when Mtanzini Banks has those edibles, that is certainly the place to be. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, where last week Ali didn't have too much good news for us. However, this week it has certainly changed, and this is the reason why.
Hi Vinesh, I'm well, thanks and yourself. The weather for the past week haven't been too bad. Deep sea anglers have been catching plenty of fish, even though the currents were strong, they struggled to get to the bottom. Anglers caught plenty of kingfish and snook while spinning topwater lures on the south side. Then a bit more shallow, anglers caught plenty of salmon as well as a few rockets and other bottom fish. In our harbour, anglers have been catching garricks and some decent-sized salmon from the shore as well. In our estuaries, there's a lot of ladyfish and oxeye tarpon being caught on paddle tails. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Great to hear from you, and great to hear about that absolute 180 happening from last week to this week in Richards Bay. Looks like there is fish coming out on all facets of angling. So really great times over there, Richards Bay. Now moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Well, guys, the bad weather has certainly put St. Lucia to sleep. Not much has been happening there. However, just slightly further up by Mission Rocks and off Cape Vidal, especially off those ledges, there's been some stumpies and some really nice kingfish. However, if you are fishing skibot in St. Lucia, well, you are certainly being rewarded with some big cooter, a few Dorado, and guys, some monster-sized sailfish. Well, now that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Moving on to the freshwater, as always, we've got Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg, and this is his fishing report for this past week.
Hey guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg. So much for the quote-unquote summer cycle of weather, which I reported on last week. While we sure have had some of the summer rains, temperatures this week have been much more winter-like, and it feels like good curry and rice followed by a glass of red wine weather. Seems like the weather's also kept most of the anglers indoor, but that just means more water and more fish for those guys which have been getting out. And there have been a few. The best part of the rains is that rivers are now moving, some more than others that is, and still water temperatures have dropped to slightly more comfortable levels for trout. And that is generally below 20 degrees C. Reports seem to indicate that the bulk of the rainfall was primarily on the eastern side of the Midlands, and rivers in the areas are currently on the heavy side, and some still blown out. One of the fishing returns from a Natal Fly Fishers Club angler reports, quote unquote, good flow and a bit of color to the water, and that's coming from the Moy River. No reports from the Mgeni River in the Dargu Valley, but I suspect strong flows and more than just a bit of color here and there. Interestingly, the western side of the Greater Midlands area seems to have gone unscathed from the major rain, as a recent return from the Bushman's River makes no mention of high or dirty water, and a good number of fish recorded. I have a mate currently fishing on the Bushmans today as we speak, and he phoned me later this afternoon with a report. River's running a tad high, but clean, good for nymphing water, but he's going to give the dry fly a bash. He's there for another 2 days or so I will be getting some more information before the weekend, so feel free to stop by the shop and come and give me a shout if you want the inside scoop. On the Stillwater side, as mentioned, water temperatures are back down below the 20 degrees C hotline, and fish are feeding. Weather notwithstanding from this weekend, which was a tad windy and a bit gusty, I heard, the NFFC held a very successful Stillwater clinic, and some great fish were reported by the anglers. Hosted by the NFFC, the clinic featured presentations from well-known local angler and guide, Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing, and featured fly tying demonstrations from committee members Andrew Beach, who tied the gold-ribbed hares here, and George Harris, who tied a pheasant tail nymph. Centered at Nottingham Road Village, attendees were taken to local waters managed by the NFFC and some excellent fish in the 48 to 54 centimeter, that is 18 to 21 inch bracket, were caught on the recommended Stillwater patterns, that is gold-ribbed hares here, PTN, and a damselfly nymph. A dragonfly nymph fished by one of the anglers produced a tank of a fish that pulled the tape to 58 centimeters, just shy of 23 inches, which is a new PB for that angler. A great fish by anybody's records. And congrats goes to that angler. Fish were aggressive and feeding well, and a number of snap-offs were reported. So while we might say a fisherman's tale, but there's always something bigger out there, as we like to say. As the summer days make their return, daytime temperatures will be getting back up, and that hotline of 20 degrees C will also start making an impact. So it's probably best to try and get out earlier rather than later, and fish till late morning or just before midday, before the heat of the day really starts affecting the fish. Two clinics down, and now for the hat trick. Notice of a river clinic was just released by the NFFC yesterday. So keep an eye on the social media for details of attending if this tickles your fancy. The flies tied at the clinic garnered a lot of interest. So if this aspect of fly fishing is one that you would like to tackle, yes, pun intended, this month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society takes place next week, Tuesday. With Sterkfontein season fast approaching, we have visiting angler Gerard Gerson down from the north, who will be demonstrating one of his famous Sturkey's Hopper patterns. And to top it all, he will be back on his way from the dam. So fishing info will be hot, hot, hot. Stop by the shop and come and chat to me if you want some more information on this meeting. No word really from the scaly, that is Natal yellowfish anglers, which seem to have taken a backseat as a result of the recent rains. Reports from both the Tugela and the Umkomas rivers make mention of chocolate milkshake, which I guess is enough said. I guess they'll be just waiting just a bit longer. After a bit of a lull in bass fishing, word from the water is that Albert Falls is coming back up nicely. There have been some good fish in the 2.5 to 3 kilo bracket reported. Midmar Dam is still reportedly fishing well. And Michael from the shop is on the water as we speak. So do stop by the shop again if you want the inside scoop. Further afield from the bass anglers, the South African Bass Angling Association Team Nationals will be taking place next week at Spionkop Dam. KZN has some 17 teams representing, with an estimated 70 boats partaking. I think fish and parking space might be a bit scarce. Word, however, is that it looks like it might be a tough 2 days, as the water is rather brown from the recent rains. With summer holidays fast approaching, guys, a quick word on water safety, especially for those boating, and double especially for those guys taking kids out for a spin on the boat. A recent report that I saw noted, don't think that it can happen to you, when their boat started taking water and life jackets were still stashed in the hold. Luckily, nothing serious transpired, and a nearby boat rescued the swimming anglers who hadn't yet had time to get to the jackets. Guys, stay safe out there and do stop by the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yes, you certainly do give the best in tackle and advice, especially good advice on that best time to fish. And thank you for your advice on fishing safety, especially on the boats. That is certainly a topic that we will be touching a lot more as we approach the holiday season. So just to recap on our freshwater side, looks like those heavy rains has been causing a few anglers to stay at home, but those that did brave those conditions have certainly been rewarded. And how's that for a fresh report from the Bushman's River? Even while Jan is sitting and doing his report for this week, he is getting the latest scoop from his friends who's sitting on the banks of that Bushman's River. Wow, guys, this is what Angler News is about. The freshest news, the latest content from our correspondents. The guys really have their ears on the ground when they produce this content. And they are in touch with everyone. They're in touch with the guys. They know what bait is coming out from their freezers to bring you the hottest fishing zones that KZN has to offer. So with that being said, that rounds off this week's show. Looks like there is going to be a bit of wind. There's going to be a bit of big seas. It is just that time of the year. But as Adam said earlier, it doesn't affect the fish. Why should it affect you? Or even just try your hand on some bass. That is certainly raking up the points right now. Guys, KZN is fishing well. There are certain areas that are hot, there are certain areas that is not. But this show has certainly put us on the right fishing zones, and I am certainly going to be choosing my favorite spot for this week. So until next week, everybody, this is Angler News South Africa. I am Vanessa Grimm, and always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.